Good morning, Professor. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. Be well, thank you.
So why are these Iranian women being disciplined in this way?
As an example to others, it's a process that the Iranian government, in its more hardline forms a few years ago, but equally in its more softer guise, which is the present one, they do need to keep discipline in their own minds, and the discipline has to be enforced. And this is just one of the examples of that.
Now, the hijab, I mean, in Australia especially, it's often misunderstood and misrepresented. What purpose does it serve in Islam?
Depending on who you listen to, it doesn't. The Quran does impose a modesty on people, particularly women, but it doesn't actually prescribe what sort of dress a person wears. So the form of covering, head covering, varies from place to place, and it really is most extreme in a place like Afghanistan, where you have a full cover of the face and head, all the way through to the more easygoing social prescriptions, like in to a degree Iran, but also a place like Malaysia.
Okay, and the type of punishment these women are doing, they're called self-criticisms. What are they, and what's the kind of point of them?
Self-criticism is a wonderful device. It means that it's been used from everyone from Mao to Stalin in terms of actually imposing upon the individual themselves the task of actually saying that I am guilty of a social or political crime, which then serves as a very potent message to others in the community, and that's in theory at least. But it is a very popular political device.
Now, since the nuclear deal with the US, Iran is looking to modernize and become a bit more into the 21st century, some would describe. And it does have a moderate leader, as you sort of described for us earlier. So why are we still seeing what many people would say is a kind of, backward or more fundamental ruling here?
Well, we've got to bear in mind that there is still something of a power struggle between the liberals and the more hardline elements in Iranian politics, and that hasn't actually given way to the new atmosphere of reconciliation or conciliation that's emerged with the thawing of relations. So there are still very large numbers of hardline people in politics in Iran, and unfortunately this is one of the forms of backlash that comes from them. The supreme leader, Khamenei, is not really a softliner, so to speak, politically. So there's going to have to be a concerted effort to move Iranian society in a more moderate and a more open direction in terms of such practices. One should also bear in mind, of course, that Iran has a very large number of people under 40. It's actually a very young society. And that's the other thing that the supreme leader, together with the hierarchy, actually worry about, because young people tend to act in a more uninhibited fashion, generally speaking, and therefore that could actually be the slippery slope to complete bedlam, social bedlam, cultural bedlam, in their eyes, I would guess.
Yeah, and it's easy for us to kind of scoff and, you know, make fun of this happening here in the West. But should we be a bit more understanding before passing judgment on something like this? What do you think?
Absolutely. Cultural practices have to be observed and recognized, no matter what stage they are at. And there are many cultural relativists in society, who would say that, it's not our business to actually interfere in any cultural practice whatsoever, and certainly not to snipe from the sideline. It's generally speaking, a cultural practice is one that actually changes internally. It's not going to be imposed upon from the outside. And we should be really quite aware of that and not scoff at how slow or how fast a particular society goes in whatever direction it's going, I guess.
All right, we'll leave it there. But Felix, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER.
It's a pleasure.
That is Associate Professor Felix Patrick Keefe from the Department of Politics and International Relations at the University of Adelaide, talking to us about the interesting case in Iran. A lot of Iranian models who are very popular on Instagram and Twitter with hundreds and hundreds of followers, thousands of followers even, being in trouble for posting pictures of them without their head covering or hijab. So interesting to see how that goes in the next few weeks and months to come.